USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A politically connected hedge fund billionaire, Jeffrey Epstein, who's already a registered sex offender, now facing charges of sex trafficking underage girls for years. Epstein entering a not guilty plea yesterday in New York and ordered to be held until his next court appearance, as prosecutors say he's a flight risk. President Trump has been photographed with Epstein in the past. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, was asked if he knows Jeffrey Epstein.
I can't imagine that I know him. His real close friend was Bill Clinton. I mean, he's the one who traveled on planes with him. I'm not saying that Bill Clinton was involved in any way, but he's the one he was really close to. So I can't imagine I ever had much to do with him. I don't recall ever having anything to do with him.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from forcing drug companies to disclose prices in their TV ads, saying Congress would have to do that. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump says he is done working with the British ambassador to the United States after leaked cables showed that the ambassador called President Trump inept and clumsy. The president tweeting that Ambassador Kim Darroch is not very well liked in the U.S. anyway. He also took aim at Prime Minister Theresa May for what he called a mess with Brexit negotiations. President Trump standing by his environmental policies. Speaking at the White House yesterday, he said his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Change Treaty was the right move, and he'd do it again. He called the accord very, very expensive and said his administration is focused on common-sense solutions to environmental problems while retaining jobs. Trump blaming the Obama administration for a relentless war on energy. A ticker tape parade for the World Cup champ U.S. women's team is tomorrow in New York, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Prosecutors say they have plenty of evidence against billionaire financier Jerry Epstein. Epstein pleading not guilty to charges of sex trafficking underage girls, some as young as 14. Agents raiding his New York home, seizing what prosecutors claim are stacks of lewd images of what they believe are underage girls. They also found CDs, which may contain images as well. The 66-year-old could face 45 years in prison if he's convicted of all the charges against him. Hong Kong's leader says a controversial bill that would have allowed extraditions to China is dead. Millions of protesters have been taking to the streets over the past few weeks to oppose that bill. The measure would have allowed folks in Hong Kong to be turned over to authorities in mainland China to face trial there. The Hong Kong chief executive, Carrie Lam, calling the bill a total failure, saying there's no plan to restart a legislative process on that issue. And it appears there's another Blue Bell ice cream liquor out there. Louisiana police say they busted a 36-year-old man for licking a tub of Blue Bell ice cream recently. Lanice Martin III, reportedly inspired by a viral video of a teenage girl committing the same acts. An unknown individual recorded Martin opening the carton, licking it, poking it with his finger, and then putting it back on the shelf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.